ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्ण सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम द सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 10 एंटाइटल्ड प्रह्लाद द बेस्ट अमंग द एग्जॉल्टेड डिवोटीज टेक्स्ट 15 टू 17 दिस वन परपोट टू द थ्री वर्सेस सो वी विल रिसाइट फर्स्ट द टेक्स्ट 15 And then Shri Prahlad Uvacha Varam Varayae Tatte Varadeshan Maheshwara Var Yad Anindat Pitame Tvam Avidvam Stej Aishwaram Shri Prahlad Maharaj said, O Supreme Lord, because you are so merciful to the fallen souls, I ask you for only one benediction. I know that my father at the time of his death had already been purified by your glance upon him. But because of his ignorance of your beautiful power and supremacy, he was unnecessarily angry at you, falsely thinking that you were the killer of his brother. Thus, he directly blasphemed your lordship, the spiritual master of all living beings, and committed heavily sinful activities directed against me, your devotee. I wish that he be excused for these sinful activities. Basically, this was the translation of text 15, 16, and 17, which are combined here, and Prabhupada's purport. Although Hiranyakashipu was purified as soon as he came in contact with the Lord's lap and Lord saw him, Prahlad Maharaj still wanted to hear from the Lord's own mouth that his father had been purified by the Lord's causeless mercy. Prahlad Maharaj offered this prayer to the Lord for the sake of his father. As a Vaishnava son, despite all the inconveniences imposed upon him by his father, he could not forget his father's affection. Om Hare Krishna. So first of all, seeking the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I can speak something on this most exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yad kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinatharin. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, O Supreme Lord, because you are so merciful to the fallen souls, I ask you for only one benediction. I know that my father at the time of his death had already been purified by your glance upon him. But because of his ignorance of your beautiful power and supremacy, he was unnecessarily angry at you, falsely thinking that you were the killer of his brother. Thus, he directly blasphemed your lordship, the spiritual master of all living beings, and committed heavily sinful activities directed against me, your devotee. I wish that he be excused for these sinful activities. So we are reading this beautiful dialogue between a pure devotee and the Supreme Lord, Prahlad Maharaj, and his dear Lord, Shri Narsingadev. And as we heard and read in the previous chapter about the beautiful players, the beautiful exchange of love between the Lord and his devotee, as we were hearing in the last past classes from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, how this was truly an exchange of real love. Whereas Maharaj was explaining that many times people think in this world that love means a couple moving around the trees and dancing and singing love songs. But this is truly the love story between the Lord and his pure devotee. And in such a fierce mood, where the Lord is killing his own father. So this is the true exchange of real love. That is the real love story. And here we are seeing the confidential love talks which are going on as revealed by the Srimad Bhagavatam and explained by Srila Prabhupada. So this is what the theme which we are reading through this chapters. So as we saw previously, Sri Prahlad Maharaj offered most beautiful prayers, sublime prayers to Sri Narasingadev. Narasingadev, being pleased with the law, with Sri Prahlad Maharaj, wanted to asked him to seek for blessings or ask for any benedictions. But then, as we heard, Prahlad Maharaj completely satisfied just being the servant of the Lord, does not ask for any material benedictions. But the Lord also knows the secret. As the devotee knows the secret that serving the Lord is the only means for true satisfaction or real satisfaction. The Lord also knows that the real satisfaction or real happiness comes by serving his devotees. That's the Lord's way of deriving happiness, by serving his devotees. So the Lord also wants to relish or offer benedictions or serve his devotees. That is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. We see in all the cantos where the Lord wants to serve his devotee and glorify his devotees, and the devotee wants to glorify and serve his devotee. This is the transcendental competition. This desire to serve is ultimately originating from the Supreme Lord, because he has the desire to serve his devotee. So in this way, herein also, the same mood is being exhibited. Of course, in this particular verse, Sri Prahlad Maharaj is explaining, or he is requesting Sri Narasingadev that, my dear Lord, just by your glance or by your touch, I'm sure that our, my dear father, Hiranyakashipu, is already purified. But still, I am requesting that please excuse him for these sinful activities. So this way, he is offering this wonderful prayer here. And very beautifully, Prahlad Maharaj, in this particular set of verses 15 to 17, is also referring to Sri Narasingadev or glorifying Narasingadev using very beautiful words. As we see in this particular verse, varam vare etatte varad ishan. And as translation goes, varad ishat means the supreme personality of Godhead who offers benedictions even to exalted personalities like Brahma and Lord Shiva. So that's how Sri Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Narasingadev as varad isha, that you are the one who is giving benedictions to the supreme personalities like Brahma and Lord Shiva. And then in the later verses, in this same set, he uses the word kripan vatsala. Generally, when we glorify the Supreme Lord, we have heard this word bhakta vatsala. But here in this set of verses, Prahlad Maharaj, understanding the mood of the Supreme Lord, understanding the Lord's heart as a pure devotee, he glorifies the Lord by another beautiful adjective as kripana vatsala. That is very interesting. O Lord, who are merciful to the materialistic people. So that is the nature of Lord's love, that he is most merciful to the devotees and to the kripana, or those who are materialistically absorbed. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is requesting to Narasingadev that please, O Lord, who are kripana vatsala. As one devotee is explaining this word vatsala, that when a cow gives birth to a calf, that is called vatsa, and there is a very beautiful exchange or love between the cow and its vats. Recently, when in the farm, in our farm, there was a cow, Surabhi, she gave birth to a calf, and the devotees, those who were there, were explaining that how that mother cow was licking all those obnoxious substances which this little calf was covered with great love. Even though generally a cow is a vegetarian, but those obnoxious blood or whatever impure substances, pus, were there. Out of affection for that, she was licking that. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, who is Bhakta Vatsal, or herein as Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Kripana Vatsal, he lovingly licks the impurities which are there in our heart and purifies us because of his immense love for us. That is Shri Narasingadev's mood, or that is Narasingadev's love for his devotee. And herein also, another feature which we see, another feature which is reflected here in this prayer of Shri Prahlad Maharaj, as Srila Prabhupada comments on that, is in the purport, last line of the purport, Prabhupada explains, as a Vaishnav son, despite all inconveniences imposed upon him by his father, he could not forget his father's affection. So that is the real Vaishnav, or compassion of a sadhu, who is completely non-envious. Even though his father, Hiranyakashipu, tried him to kill him in so many ways, rejected his own son, tried to kill him in hundreds of ways, but still, Prahlad Maharaj, being a Vaishnav, being a compassionate, loving soul, he's begging for his sinful activities to be forgiven. That is the glory of a Vaishnav. As we see in various wonderful leelas also, we see the beautiful pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur also. He also, while being beaten on the 22 market places by the executioners, was praying for the executioners, "Oh my Lord, they do not know what they are doing. Please forgive them for their offenses." So this is the mood of the Supreme Lord, of the Supreme Devotee, who has love for the Supreme Lord, compassion for those who are envious, or those who want to even kill us, hate us. That is Shri Prahlad Maharaj. And this is what makes Shri Prahlad Maharaj so dear to Shri Narasingadev. So today, going with the same theme, how the compassion of a sadhu or a devotee pleases the Supreme Lord, that we will see from one beautiful episode of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And another aspect which is also brought about in this translation, that is how the Lord, even though a person hates a devotee, but if he is attached to a devotee, has some relationship, how the Lord personally bestows his mercy. Herein we see that Prahlad Maharaj is praying for that devotee, for that demon. But even if the Prahlad Maharaj does not offer this prayer, still Narasingadev, because of Hiranyakashipu's relationship with Prahlad Maharaj, is offering him the benediction, as we'll read in the next verse, that already 21 generations have been delivered. So that is the Lord's love for his devotee. This is the beautiful pastime where the true loving exchange is being revealed, the love of Sri Prahlad and the love of Narasingadev for his devotee and anyone who is connected to the devotee. So the true leelas of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will see this two beautiful lessons which we see, the compassion which makes a devotee dear to the Lord, and the Lord's true love for his devotee. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in the episode from Madhya Leela. As we all know, since Lord Chaitanya was staying at Jagannath Puri, all the devotees from Sri Navadvip would come to stay with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the 4 months and perform wonderful leelas and pastimes staying with the Lord. And then after the 4 months, they would have to leave to go back to Navadvip. And all every time when they were leaving, the Lord would personally send off each and every devotee. That is the Lord's mood. Very, very personally seeing off all the devotees, glorifying the devotees, and seeing them off and offering his love and affection towards them. So this time also, one time, the Lord started to glorify the devotees. He called Advaita Acharya, and then he began to glorify Advaitacharya. And then he gave him the instruction that you go to Navadvip and preach to each and every individual, a chandala, to preach even to the chandalas and give your mercy. He calls Nityananda Prabhu. And then he says, Nityananda agyadilo jaha gauda deshe anargala prema bhakti kariho prakashe. Anargal prema bhakti kariho prakashe. That you go to Gaudadesh and give anargal, uninterrupted devotional service to each and every soul. And Prabhupada in the purport comments on this word, anargal, that how Nityananda Prabhu was given the instruction to preach this message to each and everyone in Bengal. And this is the mood of Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada explains. And we see Prabhupada being the true representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu has also given this message to the chandalas, to the malechas, yavanas, to those who were unqualified, completely unqualified. And that's what make a devotee very dear to Krishna, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is what we are celebrating this month, Srila Prabhupada's compassion, anargal distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Whether somebody is qualified or not, just go to the stations, go to different places and give out these books to those who are ready to accept it or those who are ready to take this. So that is following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction given to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, being true representatives of Srila Prabhupada. So all glories to all the devotees all over the world who are engaged in this wonderful service. So in this way, then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Srivas Thakur. And then he says that, Srivas Thakur, remember, I would always be there in your courtyard performing the Naam Sankirtan, the dancing of the on the holy names. In this way, he glorifies. And then, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him some Mahaprasad and Mahaprasad Vastra of Sri Jagannathji to give it to his mother, Shachi Mata. Then Lord glorifies, remembers Shachi Mata. And in this way, Lord calls various devotees one by one, glorifying each one of them. Then he calls Raghav Pandit, glorifies his devotional service. In this way, the Lord calls for Shivananda Sen, glorifies him, gives him the instruction that you bring all the devotees everywhere. And then the Lord glorifies other devotees from Kulinagram, then Satyaraj Khan, and all the, in this way, Kaviraj Goswami describes how Lord personally calls each and every devotee, glorifies them, and gives them instruction to be followed. So finally, coming to the theme, the point which we want to discuss this morning, of when it comes, then after glorifying all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to the point where he glorifies many other devotees, Murari Gupta, then after that also many other devotees, Narhari, Raghunandan, Mukunda Dutt, and then Lord calls for Vasudev Dutt, who is personifying the mood of Sri Prahlad Maharaj.
Tabe Vasudev Prabhu Kariyalingana Taraguna kahe hoye sahastra vadana.
So when the Lord, Kaviraj Goswami at many places describes that when the Lord would be glorifying the devotees, he would glorify as if he had five mouths. But herein, when the Lord is about to begin glorifying Sri Vasudeva Datta, then Kaviraj Goswami explains, Taraguna kahe hoye sahastra vadana. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Vasudeva Datta as if he had hundreds of mouths. Of course, devotee being humble, he became very shy, Vasudev Dutt, and he went down and held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to offer his request and prayers. So his prayers will reveal what makes him so dear to the Lord, what makes Sri Prahlad, as we were discussing, so dear to Sri Narasimhadev. The same mood is being exhibited here by Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt, catching the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requests,
Karite samartha tumi hoi dayamaye, tumi mana karatab anayas hoi.
That you are very qualified to do this, O my Lord, who are the most merciful, dayamaye. Tumi mana karatab anayas hoi. If you desire, my wish can be fulfilled immediately or very easily, anayase. But what is his request that reveals his mood?
Jivera dukha dekhi mora hirdaye empidare. Sarva jivera papa prabhu dekhe deha mora shire.
So he's saying that jivera dukha dekhi mora hirdaye empidare. That I am pained to see the misery of all the conditioned souls.
And then he says, Jivera papa laya mui karo narka bhoga, sakala jivera prabhu guchao bhava roga.
That my Lord, take all the sins of all the living entities of this world and give me a residence in hellish planets. But you please deliver all the people of this world.
So in this way, when Mahaprabhu hear these prayers, these loving words of the compassionate Vaishnav Vasudeva Datta, Mahaprabhu's heart melted. He exhibited ecstatic symptoms, ashru kampa, and then the Lord begins to speak and tell,
Tomara vichitra nahi, tumi sakshat prahlada, tomara upare Krishna sampurna prasada.
Now this is nothing unusual for you because you are none other than Sri Prahlad Maharaj and you are completely bestowed. Krishna has completely bestowed mercy upon you. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of a devotee makes this point that Krishna sei satya kare jai mage bhritya bhritya vancha purti vinu nahi anya kritya.
As we were discussing that this is a transcendental competition between the Lord and his devotee. The Lord wants to satisfy his devotee, glorifies the devotee. The Lord wants to serve his devotee and please his devotee, glorify, and the devotee wants to serve and glorify the Lord. So herein also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Krishna sei satya kare jai mage bhritya, that the Lord is ready to do whatever a devotee desires. Bhritya vancha purti vinu nahi anya kritya, that the Lord has nothing else to do other than to fulfill the desires of his pure devotee. So that is the Lord's. Generally, many people think that the Lord has created this world and he has given the charge. So what is his job? So Lord Chaitanya is revealing that this is the job, this is the function. He is enjoying in the spiritual world and just engaged in fulfilling the desires of his pure devotees. We see in the past times in Vrindavan also, that is the mood. Krishna giving up his Bhagavata or the opulence, acting as a simple cowherd boy, just to glorify the Brajabasis, just to please, just to serve the Brajabasis. That is the real love of the Supreme Lord. To serve the devotees, to glorify the devotees. That's all. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further on explains to Vasudeva Datta that, my dear Vasudev, that you have desired the deliverance of one of the universe. And what do you think? Isn't the Lord qualified to deliver the whole universe? But at the same time, you're not able to suffer?
Avsamarth nahi Krishna dhare sarva bala, toma kava kemone bhujaibe papa phala.
The Lord is qualified to deliver the whole universe and not let you suffer anything. And then he explains,
Tumi jara hitvancha sei hoilo Vaishnava, Vaishnavera papa Krishna dura kare saba.
That Tumi jara hitvancha sei hoilo Vaishnava, that you desire that this person become a Vaishnava, that is for sure, that Krishna will take care of his sins. Vaishnavera papa Krishna dura kare saba. Since simply you desired that this person becomes a devotee, that is his qualification, that is our qualification. When some devotee of the Supreme Lord desires our deliverance, that is our hope. Like that, in this way, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further explains that it does not make any difference for the Supreme Lord if one universe is destroyed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives various analogies or examples to explain this. That like this, there is an Udumbura tree. There are
millions of small fruits, round fruits are there. And if one fruit is lost, what difference does it make to the Supreme Lord? Similarly, there are millions of universes. If the Lord has to deliver one of the universe, what difference does it make to him? And then he also explains that there are Ananta Aishwarya in the spiritual world. What difference it does make even one just goes away? One of the universe goes. And then the Lord explained that there are like a bag of mustard seeds is there. If one mustard seed is lost, what difference does it make to that? And then the Lord also explains that if somebody has a millions of Kamadhenu cows, and if that person loses one she-goat, what difference does it make to him? It's no difference. And of course, the Lord then further on explains that even if the Lord has to deliver, because of your desire, the entire material cosmos, what to speak of one universe, the Lord is not at loss. He will be happy to fulfill your desire. That is, the Lord expresses this mood. So this is herein we see how the Lord is very pleased with Vasudeva Dutt for his compassion, as Sri Prahlad Maharaj's compassion for his father, for his envious father. Coming into the second point in the purport, that how the Lord, just being having somebody having connection with the devotee, is delivered. We see in the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, herein, after this episode, when all the devotees are in this way, of course, later on the Lord gives farewell to all the devotees, then they go back to Navadvip, feeling great intense separation from the Lord. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after this, comes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begs a request. My dear Lord, I have one request. So now, since all the devotees have gone, please come and accept prasadam at the house, my house, for 1 month. This is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's desire, that now all the devotees have gone, please come every day for 1 month and accept prasad. This is transcendental bargaining, which we see here in this beautiful episode. The Lord replies, hey, this is not the sannyasi's dharma to go to one house and accept prasad every day. How can I do that? Of course, then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya does his negotiations. Okay, my dear Lord, then at least come for 20 days. Lord says, this is not possible. How can I do? That is their love between the Lord and his devotee. They want to serve the Lord, and the Lord wants to reciprocate. But of course, herein he's in the mood of a devotee, a sannyasi dharma, to establish this dharma. The Lord said, it's not possible. I cannot come to your house for 20 days also. So in this way, Kaviraj Goswami explains that there is a bargaining going on. He says, at least come for 10 days. Look, Lord says, no. And then one by one, they reduced in 9 days, 8 days. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, come for 5 days. I'll agree to come for 5 days in a month. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained the whole plan. That is, that there are 10 sannyasis with you. You come for 5 days, 10 days, Paramanand Priya and other devotees come, and then two devotees like that. All 30 days, somebody was invited to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for prasad. And of course, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that, my dear Lord, he expresses that, it's good if you come alone or with one or two devotees so that I can properly satisfy you. If there is a big group, it becomes a little difficult to take care of each and everyone. The Lord understands his mood. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, okay, my dear Lord, please come today for prasad. So he immediately invites him the same day to his house for prasad. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agrees to come for prasad. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, along with his wife, whose Kaviraj Goswami mentions as Shatir Mata, the mother of Shati, she was the daughter of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Very purpose behind using this word, we will see how Shatir Mata comes into play. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he personally, Kaviraj Goswami explains that, he personally arranges for all the paraphernalia, the bhoga items, and then he and Shatir Mata personally begins to cook for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Kaviraj Goswami says, Apane Bhattacharya kare paker sab karma, Shatir Mata vichakshan jane pakamaram. That Shatir Mata was very expert in cooking. And Apane Bhattacharya kare paker sab karma. That Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was personally assisting Shatir Mata. He was the big priest, but he was not engaging his servants. He was personally assisting, cutting the sabjis, maybe washing the pots, engaged in pleasing the Supreme Lord. That was the way of expressing his love. So then Kaviraj Goswami begins to describe the bhoga items which Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Shatir Mata cooked. And a beautiful description, verse after verse, that there are a huge mountain of rice was placed on one leaf plate. And of course, previously, Kaviraj Goswami describes, everything was taken care. There was a separate room, the deity room, where the offering was made for Shaligram Shila. And there was a separate bhoga house for the Lord to accept prasad. And there was only one entrance to that, and the other entrance from the kitchen, so that the prasad can come. So very nicely arranged, one room, where Lord can come in from one side, and there is entry for the kitchen side, so that there is hot prasad can come from kitchen directly to that room. So each and every detail was taken care by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So then there is a huge asan spread for the Lord, nice big leaf plate with a mound of rice flowing with pure ghee, fragrant ghee, and then in big drones, all the vegetables were surrounding the rice. Kaviraj Goswami, of course, gives the description of the names of all the vegetables. 10 types of shak, nimba tikta sukta jhol, maricher jhal, chana bada, badi ghola, dugda thumbi, dugda kushmand, besar, lafda, mocha ghanta, mocha bhaja. So in this way, different varieties Kaviraj Goswami describes. There's a long list, almost 10 verses describing, and then so many different sweets. Grit shikta, param anna, and then in the mittika pots, in earthen pots, there were some liquid items like dal and other things were there, and different sweets, sandesh, different types of sandesh were offered like that. And then this beautiful description comes. And then the time when everything is ready for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands, now everything is ready, so he comes right at that time, after everything is ready. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya welcomes Lord Chaitanya, washes his lotus feet, and invites him to the room which is ready with the bhoga. And then Lord was very surprised and happy to see such beautiful offering. And then he glorifies Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Shatir Mata, that how come in such a small time, just 6 hours, you prepared such a huge feast. You just invited me this morning, and by afternoon, such a huge feast. Lord says that even with hundreds of chulhas and hundreds of men, it's not possible to prepare. But this is the expertise of Shatir Mata, that she managed to prepare such a huge feast for you, my Lord. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies and says, Bhagyavana tumi safal tomar udyoga Radha Krishna lagaye etadrish bhoga. That you are very bhagyavan and your life is perfect because you offer such nice offerings to the Supreme Lord, Radha and Krishna. That is the devotee's mood. He is happy to see the Lord being worshipped, being glorified. That is, a devotee's happiness is in seeing the Lord being dressed very nicely, being worshipped very nicely, being offered bhoga very, very nicely. That gives a devotee great happiness. And the Lord gets happiness when the devotee is offered nice prasad, when the devotees are offered nice facilities. So that is transcendental love or satisfaction they derive. So the Lord was satisfied. And the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that by the fragrance I can say that definitely Radha and Krishna has accepted this prasad. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, okay, now please remove this asan which you have kept for Krishna, and please arrange a small plate for me to honor prasad. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains that, of course Lord Chaitanya explains that, this is Krishna's asan, how can I sit on this? And then, of course, in that purport, Prabhupada explains that one should not accept Krishna's or the spiritual master's sitting place or asana for one's personal sense gratification. And then, of course, Bhattacharya says that this is for you, my Lord, and this is the remnants of the Supreme Lord as prasad, so you have to accept it. And then Lord is very vismay, he is astonished. And then Bhattacharya says that, my dear Lord, I know when you are in Jagannath Mandir, he accepts 52 times bhoga, full huge offerings. You go to Dwaraka and accept from all the queens and all your queen and your mothers, 18 mothers and 16,108 queens, you accept prasad at each and everyone's house. When you are in Vrindavan, you go to different houses, to your maternal uncles, paternal uncles, and all the Brajavasis, you go to their house and steal and eat. So how can you say, this is just a small morsel of offering which I have prepared for you. So please accept this. Same time when this is going on, another thing is happening simultaneously. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya very expertly with a stick, he's guarding at his door. He knows his own son-in-law, Amogh, who is envious of the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he might come and disturb this beautiful festival. So he is standing outside with a stick to stop him from coming inside the house. But then as the Lord begins to honor the prasad, he comes in to serve prasad. And as he was fearing, Amogh comes in running, seeing the opportunity that nobody is there. And then he, as envious he was, Amogh saw the Lord honoring this prasad. And then he said, Ei anna tripta hoye dash bara jan ekala sanyasi karo ete ka bhakshan. That this food is meant for 10 to 12 people. What is this? One sannyasi eating so much prasad or food? And Bhattacharya, when he saw he was serving, he just moved around and saw him, his heart completely broken. And then he took up the stick and began to run after Amogh. Bhattacharya latilaya marite dhaila palaila Amogh tar lagana paila. Amogh ran very fast. As a young boy, so he ran very fast, could not be hit by Bhattacharya. And then when he heard, of course, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this and saw this event, he was smiling and seeing what is this going on. But we can understand what went through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's and Shatir Mata's hearts. They had invited the Lord to serve him, and now the Lord was being insulted. So Shatir Mata and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to lament. And then Shatir Mata said, Shati randi hoek, let her husband die, and let her become a widow. And in this way, they began to criticize Amogh and said, from today onwards, we have no relationship with this rascal Amogh who criticize the Supreme Lord. And then seeing the great distress of these two great devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to take prasad nicely, and to satisfy them he probably ate sufficiently. He took, seeing that they are distressed now, to relieve their distress, he begins to eat nicely prasad. And then after the whole thing is done, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets up and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya washes the Lord's hand, his feet, applies chandan to his body, offers him beautiful garland, digestives, and then he begins to speak. Ninda karaite toma ami nija ghare ei aparada prabhu shama karo more. That I have called you to my house to get criticized. Oh my Lord, please forgive me for my this grave offense. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, says, Ninda nahi sahaja khaila, that I took nicely. And what is your fault in this? that Amok came and criticized me. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes out of the house and he's going back towards Gambhira, his house. Saravam Bhattacharya follows the Lord, not pacified, his heart still not satisfied. He goes to the house with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begs for forgiveness again and again. And then he's very unhappy, and of course Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends him back home. And both Shatir Mata and Saravam Bhattacharya that proclaims that we will not see Amog's mouth from now on. And he says that tell Sati that leave her husband and come back. Patita hoilo bharta tejite uchit, that he has become reject, so reject him and come back. And then so in this way they are criticized, being very sorry. Both Shatir Mata and Saravam Bhattacharya, unable to eat anything, begin to fast. How can they eat when the Lord of their life was being criticized in their own home and they had to hear those prayers? So they were unable to eat. The same night, Amog, he left that place wherever he was staying, and then he got cholera. And then he was on his deathbed. After 2 days of this incident, our Gopinath Acharya visits, when he visits Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, how is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? What is the news? I haven't heard him since 2 days. And then Gopinath Acharya explains that both of them, my dear Lord, they are on fasting. And Amog, he is on the deathbed. When the Lord hears this, Shuni Kripa Maya Prabhu Aila Dhaya Amogera Kahetara Bhuke Hast Diya. Shuni Kripa Maya Prabhu, the most merciful Supreme Lord, Aila Dhaya, he came running to where Amog was. That is Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though he criticized him, Amoga criticized the Supreme Lord, but just because he had a connection with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he came running, Dhaila, he came running from Gambhira to the place where he was staying, Amog, and placing his lotus hand on the chest of, on the heart of Amog, Lord says, oh my dear Amog, this heart is a nirmal, is a pure place. Of a heart of a Brahmana is a pure place for the Lord to reside in here. Why are you contaminating it? Matsarya chandala kene iha vashaila. Why are you having sitten this chandala or this contamination of enmity or envy? And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that sarvabhauma sange tomar kalush hoilashaye. Kalmash guchila jiva Krishna naam laye. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that sarvabhauma sange tomar kalush hoila shaye. That just because of your being associated with sarvabhauma, all your kalush or your contamination have been shaye, been diminished. And kalmash guchila jiva Krishna naam, get up now and chant the names. Amog, being purified by the Lord's transcendental touch, he gets up and begins to chant, Krishna, Krishna, Boli Amog Uthilo. And in ecstasy, the ecstatic symptoms, Kampa, Ashru, Pulak, Stambha, Sved, all the ecstatic symptoms manifest on his body. And he received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And he caught hold of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, please forgive me, O most merciful Lord. And then he got up and began to slap himself constantly. He was slapping himself till his cheeks become swollen. And Gopinath Acharya held the hand of Amog and stopped him. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him again, blesses him and pacifies him and says and tells, Sarva bhoma sambandhe tumi mora sneha patra. that because you have a relationship with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, you are my Sneha Patra. And then the Lord emphatically declares, Sarvabhauma Grahe Dasa Dasi Je Kukura Seha Mora Priya Anya Janarahu Dura. That what to speak of you, Sarvabhauma Grahe Dasa Dasi, the servants at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. What to speak of servants, even the dog Je Kukura Seha Mora Priya, he is also very dear to me. What to speak of anyone else? So in this way, Lord pacifies Amok. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and the Lord Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya catches hold of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, and he says, my dear Lord, the Amog was about to die. Why did you save him? He is the one who criticized you, offended you in my house. And the Lord said that, my dear Prabhu Sarvabhauma, Amog is a Shishu, he is a small boy and a son. A father does not take the offense of a son. So please forgive him. And he has now become a Vaishnav. Please forgive his offenses. So in this way we see how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his causeless mercy. And in this beautiful episode of Lord's accepting prasad at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how the love of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is being revealed in this wonderful Leela, how anyone who is connected with the Supreme Lord is delivered. The same as we will be reading in the next verse, as Narsingdev is also expressing the same thing, that just because Hiranyakashipu is connected to you, he, not only he, 21 generations have been already delivered. So this is the transcendental love of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, who is asking just to be the servant of the Lord, and the love of Narsingdev, who wants to serve Sri Prahlad Maharaj. So in this way we see the transcendental love affairs, the love talks of Sri Narsingdev and Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, just to conclude, I'll just read the Phalastuti of Kaviraj Goswami. He says that, Shraddha kare ei lila shune jai jana achirat paaye sei chaitanya charana. That one who hears with faith this beautiful story, achirat paaye sri chaitanya charan, he very soon Achirat receives the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Jai Patita Pavan Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon ki jai. Hare Krishna.